Find a way of holding the body that is sustainable for the next 15 minutes. Finding a balance between uprightness, strength, solidity, and on the other side, ease, relaxation. And for those of us who are in a sitting posture, you can let the spine and the uprightness of the torso and the neck and the head represent that vitality, that attention, that intention to remain vigilant, and then relaxing the rest of the muscles. And for those of us in a lying down posture, recognizing that it may take a bit more of an abstract form. Intention really rests in the mind. It doesn't have as much of an external counterpart. And so really making a strong determination to do the practice, to be focused, to condition the mind toward skillful measures, to be vigilant. And from this place of solidity and ease, like a mountain and a river at once, from this place, bring to mind a thought, a memory that reminds you of your own goodness. It can be something very small that you were thanked for, that you just, it felt really good to be thanked in that environment. It can be something really big. It can be listening to somebody tell you about their grief when maybe nobody else was able or willing to listen. It could be taking care of somebody's home or child when they had an emergency come up. It could be pulling over to make sure somebody was all right when you didn't have to. It could be staying after to help clean something up. It could be donating to a group. It could be voting in line with your principles, even though you would have been embarrassed to say it to anybody else. Anything where you offered something to the world, and that something from your eyes brought peace and goodness and ease. Maybe some of us even work in fields where our normal job is to help people, is to teach people, is to heal people. Dwelling in that memory, dwelling in that knowledge, that when there is so much temptation and so much conditioning that tells us to suck what we can out of the environment that we're in, that we don't, that we offer something back. I'm not sitting here with egomania or some sort of swelling pride, but really just allowing that to infuse the mind. That for all the judging that we do and all the self-doubt that we have, there is fundamental goodness and capacity and strength in this body and in this mind. And that we are here training the mind, training the body, so that we can continue to bring joy and peace and gratitude and wisdom into the world. These are wholesome desires. This is Dhammachanda. Letting the earth beneath us and the other six people in the room bear witness to our worthiness, our goodness, our capacity, and our strength, our desire to bring peace into our own lives and to the lives of others. Mara's question to the Buddha, "Who do you think you are?" made such an indelible impact on the Buddha that he decided to name those enlightened beings that became fully free after his teachings. He called them Arahant. He called them worthy ones. Ones who are completely intimate and knowledgeable of their own sense of worth. And perhaps we can see this path and this training as a gradual refinement of our perception of what it means to be worthy. A recognition, realistic recognition of our own capacity and our own worth. Coming from that place of kindness and generosity and integrity, knowing that that is beneath us as we practice, that is our foundation. Find your breath. Find the breath in the present moment, which is the only place it ever is. Find it at the nostrils, or at the chest, or at the solar plexus. Either in the flow of wind, or the expansion and contraction, or the rising and falling. And know that the only place we can train the mind is in this moment, and the breath can show us the way. There is no aspect of this training that we cannot learn from the breath. And so study it, follow it, become intimate with it. Stay with it all the way in and all the way out and through the pauses to those little deaths. Study every bit of it. Because it's trying to teach you something in this moment. The breath is such a good friend, and the conversation you're having with it is so interesting that whenever anything else comes up, any thought, any feeling, any sound, any other phenomenon trying to chime in, you put that on pause and you come back to the conversation with the breath. You come back to listening to the breath, watching the breath. And let the mind settle there. goodness as a foundation, with the breath connecting us to the present moment, which is where we build our refuge. Allowing ourselves to expand our awareness now, gradually out from wherever we were just focusing on the breath, gradually out to encompass as much of the body as we can hold at once. Bringing in the limbs, the torso, front and back. Awareness flowing down the legs, through the pelvis, to the toes, bringing in the head. This whole body. And reminding ourselves that just because a pain arises, or an itch arises, or a thought arises, or an emotion arises, doesn't mean we have to identify with it. Not mine. Not me. This is not what I am. This is just something that arises and passes away. And I know it arises and passes away because right now, I stand on the platform of my own goodness, and I dwell in concentration, the breath. And so this is where I stand while I watch the rest arise and pass away. This is the refuge from which I view all those conditioned phenomena in the mind and body that arise and pass away. And when those voices arise saying, you're not safe, you don't know enough, you're not good enough, the reputation isn't strong enough, you're not accomplished enough, this is where you stand. This is where you build refuge. And this is how you train the mind to say, this is not me, and this is not what I am. And anxiety, like everything else, will arise and pass away. As we connect to our own capacity, as we trust that we have all the tools we need in this moment, all the tools we need in the breath and in the body and in the mind to be fully grounded, fully aware, fully compassionate, fully peaceful, and fully liberated. And breathing all of that goodness and concentration and stillness and ease now into the heart center. And with a true and expansive wish that all beings be happy, that all beings be at peace, that all beings recognize their own goodness and strength, and may all beings be free from suffering. The sound of the bell echoes the truth of impermanence.